Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Money and Emotion. Let's think about money for just a second. What is it really? It's bills that we carry around in our wallet or our purse, coins in our pocket. We have access to it through our debit cards. We borrow it on our credit cards. We earn it through the work that we do, services that we provide. We get rid of it when we purchase other services or when we buy goods, whether it be at a local convenience store, the mall, or off the internet. What is it about money then that is so emotional? Because, well, quite frankly, I'm looking at a $20 bill lying on my desk, and that bill is inert. It has no emotion. Yet money for many, many people has an active emotional component. Sometimes it comes from the families in which we were raised. Sometimes it comes from a sense of inadequacy that we're not doing good things with our money, or perhaps we feel we're not making as much money as we probably should be, and it becomes an issue of self-worth. What's going to follow is a clip from an event in Calgary in late 2015, which I believe is as relevant today as it was 18 months ago when it was recorded. Because it will tell you a lot about your relationship with this stuff. It's money. It's 2015. Money is still an incredibly emotional issue for so many Canadians, and I don't understand why. Think about it. Well, it used to be pieces of paper with ink and metal we banged into coins. Now it's all this high-tech Mylar-y stuff, and it's plastic, and if you leave it on your dashboard in the sun, it'll melt. And according to the internet, the hundreds smell like maple syrup. I don't know. Apparently everything there is true. So why is this stuff so emotional? Mostly it comes from the families with which we were raised in. You know a few things about me at this point. You know I'm university educated. You know I'm an only child. My mom and dad live in Windsor, Ontario, both age 75, both relatively healthy at this point. As you might have guessed, I'm the executor of their will. I have powers of attorney documents in my possession if I ever needed to use them. And at this point, having just turned 54, I know the numbers geeks in the room going, holy crap, they started young, then they stopped. Having just turned 54 will not share with me what they get from CPP, OAS, or my father's Daimler Chrysler pension. And I talk to them about this all the time. I go, Mom, Dad, I don't give a rip about the money. It's none of your business. I don't give a rip about the money. Here's what I care about. I know statistically at some point I may have to act on your behalf. And if that day comes, I do not want there to be any surprises about what I may be able to do for you or might not be able to do for you. And many of you in the audience are sitting there right now going, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because if you're the 54-year-old like me and you're not having that conversation with your 75 or 80-year-old parents, or if you're the 65 to 70-year-old parent here and you're not having the conversation with your 35-year-old children about that because money is so emotional, it's strictly numbers and math when it comes down to it. But we bring all of that emotion in, and the emotion, A, clouds our judgment and encourages us to make bad decisions about where we want to go. Somebody asked me earlier this week, is money supposed to make us happy? Just look at the stuff. If money was supposed to make us happy, would they have not put better looking people on it? Look at that group of faces. I went to that guy's university in the bottom. He doesn't look very happy. If money was supposed to make us happy, it'd look like this, right? We'd run off to Walmart or Supercenter, exchange some for goods and services, and we'd be on our way. So let's leave the emotional side behind.
One of the most important things we do when we manage our own personal finances is manage the number side and manage the emotion side, and make sure that we don't confuse one with the other. Money on its own is not an emotional issue. It only becomes so when we allow it to have that within our lives. And how do we get by that? We have those important conversations with those that we love around us. Sometimes it's with our parents, sometimes it's with our kids, sometimes it's with our spouse, to make sure that we're all on the same page and that money doesn't become a divisive issue for ourselves or for our families. That is one of the most important aspects of managing our personal finances. This has been the Money Motivation and More podcast, and I'm Robert Geniak. For those of you listening on iTunes, thank you very much. If you would like to pop over to iTunes and give us a rating, I would appreciate it. If you're downloading the podcast from robertgeniak.com, drop me an email. Let me know what you think. Your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Until next time, thank you for listening.